What happens to the person controlled by obsession, by Krishna's mercy?
Indriyana hi charta. Yan mano nuvidhiyate. Tad asya harti pragya. Vayur navam evam bhasi.
Quote, as a boat on the water is swept away by a strong wind, even one of the senses on which the mind focuses can carry away a man's intelligence. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 2.67.
Have you ever run into people who are obsessed with something or someone?
What kind of obsession? In that they keep talking about that subject?
That is one way to identify it, for sure. In current times, it might be constant social media posts.
Criticizing that other person or thing?
Complaining, criticizing, reliving incidents. When I start to worry, when I feel they have crossed the line into obsession, is when the threats begin.
Give me an example.
Let's say there is a spiritual leader. A pretty prominent one.
Okay.
They happened to have done something wrong. A long time ago, but it was still pretty bad what they did.
Do people know about it?
That's the thing. Most people don't. The affair, so to speak, was dealt with internally. There were some penalties, some discussions, and whatnot. The leader eventually returned to good standing.
Did they do anything bad again? Were they a repeat offender? Were they at least sorry for what they did? Is the victim satisfied with the response or are they still bitter?
The leader definitely apologized to the victim. I don't think they ever crossed the line again. I don't think they are a repeat offender.
Okay, so what is the issue? If you want to go with the purity angle, no one in this world is perfect. The sadhu might make the worst mistake, but if they have a definite connection to the divine energy, they will eventually find the path back to righteousness.
Api ched asi papebhya. Sarvebhya papakritama. Sarvam gyan plavenev. Vrijanam santarishyasi.
Quote, even if you are considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, when you are situated in the boat of transcendental knowledge, you will be able to cross over the ocean of miseries. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.36.
Okay, but then that opens up a whole other can of worms. You can slide down the rabbit hole of arguments pretty quickly, if you know what I mean.
Basically, people don't want to let the issue go.
Not only that, but they will come after you if you even suggest letting it go. The obsession phase starts with targeting other people. They are considered enablers. What you just said right now makes you an enabler, by the way. Quoting that famous Bhagavad Gita verse, how dare you?
I see.
I don't think this attitude healthy. I'm sure it is part of the fallibility of the human being, to make mistakes along these lines. I would just try to step back and assess the situation.
You don't want one person to control your life.
Especially if they don't even know you exist. You are sitting there posting one negative comment after another, and they don't even care. They never find out.
You see this with fans of celebrities. It can get ugly.
What happens to such people? What is their fate?
You really have to ask?
I was wondering because you had someone like King Kamsa of Mathura. He was obsessed with Krishna day and night. He could not think of anything else.
As described in Bhagavata Purana, his liberation was one of the reasons for Krishna to appear in the first place.
Paritranai sadhuna. Vinashai cha dushkritam. Dharma sansthapnarthai. Sambhavami yuge yuge.
Quote, in order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreants, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I advent myself millennium after millennium. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 4.8.
Well, that is the magic word. Liberation. Kamsa was liberated from the cycle of birth and death. His obsession turned out to be auspicious.
Because he was thinking about God. Whether positive or negative, the association was there.
What about the people who are obsessed with others? The person who hates that one guru. The fan who feels scorned by that athlete or celebrity. That colleague at the office who hates the managers because there hasn't been a promotion offered.
The state of being at the time of death determines the nature of the next iteration.
Yamya vapi smaran bhavam. Tyajate ante kalevram. Tantam evaiti konte. Sada tadbhav bhavita.
Quote, whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. Lord Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, 8.6.
Consciousness begets consciousness. Thoughts create circumstances. This is the spiritual science.
So the obsession isn't really the same as it was with Kamsa and other asuras?
To let the mind run free in that manner is not auspicious. Better to control the mind. Better to take the warnings of Bhagavad Gita and stay connected with Krishna in any way possible. In closing, with mind running free, inauspiciousness to see, because like by the wind taken, and good judgment forsaken, better when on Krishna to stay, path illuminating the way, even if accidentally to stray, yoga winning the day.